I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, it's Friday. It's wet outside. It's wet down there. And the wetness will continue. We may have a sunny day tomorrow, though, and then it'll just be wetness.
I don't think it is wet down there. Here's a text, 408. Sarah, you're killing me. So funny that you couldn't get what Vinny was saying about perving on John.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't perv on him.
Yeah, well, clearly.
I think I find him attractive. Don't worry. I just, you know, perving? I don't do that. National Hot Sauce Day. You know, of all of us, I think Vinny is like, you're a Tabasco guy, right?
Well, I am a hot sauce guy, yes. Tabasco is, how do I put this? It stays good, warm or cold, and it's useful for me on it, just about anything. I would like a better taco sauce if you have it, but
have
in most
Cholula?
Cases...
You must
what's that?
Cholula.
Yeah, I like Cholula,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, Cholula's good.
But anyway, I do like Tabasco, yes.
Well, National Hot Sauce Day is today. Some people can't live without it. They're like, why would I eat if I can't put hot sauce on it? These sauce lovers put it on everything from eggs to sandwiches to steak. Nicole would like to know what your favorite hot sauce is. So please, won't you text that in? We're also interested. She wrote it right here. She says, let us know by texting us. Hey, just a couple quick updates on some of the stuff you just talked about. I couldn't find the sounds on Mars. It looks like they're waiting to hear them. There's a teaser, but
oh.
I couldn't get to any. I listened to a couple SoundCloud. It doesn't. And then, I know more about cloaca than I ever thought I would. It looks like this. You say they found the ass end of a dinosaur, and it had a well preserved cloaca, a pelvic cavity seen in birds and crocodiles. Most birds do not have penile, and mate with a cloacal kiss. Just enough time to transfer some fluids to the female. Male crocodiles, however, do have a wiener kept inside the cloaca. And they say that the bendy cloaca would be the way that a bendy wiener would be the way. And as you pointed out, they've discovered some kind of thing happening with the dinosaurs.
Uh-huh.
And there's even some pictures.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't see the pictures did not come with my little stories.
Yeah, they are. And the title is, maybe I have a different story. Bendy penises, maybe how mighty dinosaurs were able to have sex.
So you've got dinosaur porn going over there.
I do. I only got to skim it because there's only so much time in the break, but it's, and I spent so much time trying to hear sounds on Mars. I ruined all my time. I'm going to start with Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry. And just really quickly, if you saw Katy Perry's performance at the inauguration special, she sang Firework while they were lighting off one of the most spectacular firework specials I've ever seen. It was, and she's standing at the edge of the reflecting pool and the monuments out behind her. Clearly, Orlando Bloom is standing right there next to the cameraman because as she finishes the song and they fade away from her, he goes walking up to her. He's like, oh, my God, that was great, honey. You did so good. It's really cute. It's at Orlando Bloom on Instagram. He said, one day our little girl will grow up and see her mother play her part in a moment in history that we hope will heal. We hope will unite. We hope, we love, one proud partner here with a tear of joy.
That's awesome.
So sweet, right?
That is just, I'm sure it's got to be a good feeling for her. She's probably performed not quite like that, but many times. I think she did the Olympics and she did the Super Bowl. And
yep.
Yeah, I don't know whether she was partnered up in during those, but I do think it's cool to share, you know, big moments with someone that can, you know, encourage your enthusiasm and encourages you, really. Right. You know, I think that's neat. Good for her.
And it was just sort of neat to see the very end of the performance and then, you know, the perspective of the person standing next to her and walking right over, giving her a kiss. Like, it's so cute. It's just a little intimate, fun moment, and she's over the moon, and he's very happy for her. I don't know where Daisy is, but I'm sure she's around somewhere. So anyway, there it is right there. So she's just finished and he's running over and they kiss and he's congratulating her and how happy she is. They're so happy. Oh my God.
Good for her.
So cool.
I know. It's just the very, it puts her hand over her heart. So sweet. Okay. So there's that. Triple X Temptation would have been 23 today. He died in 2018. Murdered rapper. He also makes the news today because his song Sad has hit a billion views on YouTube. This is for the featuring the album artwork and him just singing it, not the actual video, because they did put out an actual video that has a ton of hits too, I'm sure, but this one just crossed a billion. So here's a little of Triple X Temptation. Sad.
I pulled another song from this. Another hit of his. This is a Hard Year. Yeah, it was. Yeah. This is one of his big hits.
I don't remember it at all. What did you say the name of this one is?
Man Eater. I mean, I'm sorry, Heart Eater.
Heart Eater?
Yeah, Heart Eater.
Oh, goodness.
It's interesting use of guitar.
Favorite.
I actually can't tell if they've bitten this from something else or if this is original playing.
Right, because so often it is just a sample.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But anyway, he's, he continues to rule in death. Rest in peace, Triple X Tentacion. We have some new music today. It is it's actually really funny. Bryn and I looked at the list. They had to have 12 things on there. I'm like, I don't know a single one of these names. Maybe we skip. So I said, Bryn, take a few minutes today, give a listen to a few, and he has picked some for us. So mm-hmm. We have a few things here for new music Friday. We're going to start with a band called Moon Taxi. This is their sixth album. I'm sure there's people out there. I mean, you don't get to make a sixth one if somebody didn't like you.
I've never heard of it, though.
Yeah,
so, okay.
Me either.
I'm interested.
Silver Dream. How many did you grab from this?
I grabbed two.
Okay. Moon Taxi, everybody.
All right. I'll just roll the first one. It's called Hometown Heroes.
Oh, we used to say it's one for all and all for one by one. They went their ways. Some stay close and others fade away. These memories are what they seem. The house I knew, was it all a dream? Yeah, we go way back where we started from. We were hometown heroes, high enough for everyone. Yeah, we go way back.
All right. One more from Moon Taxi.
Yep, the second one is One Step Away.
All right. yeah,
it's a band I can see at Outside Lands, or yeah, just has that feel.
Right.
It'd be cool to see live.
Some good changes in there. It's nice. It's interesting, I guess.
It reminded me of 21 Pilots-ish, the sound of it.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
Why. It's just had that vibe
bringing
for me.
Bringing them to mind.
Mm-hmm. I've definitely seen bands where I went, oh, my God, that changes everything. So, you know, you could be right. I know I was barely a Muse fan until I saw them live, and now I'm a huge Muse fan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All the difference.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it was 21 Pilots you saw that you were like, I can't believe what I'm seeing.
And that's another example of they're fine. And then I went and saw them, and those two guys in 21 Pilots took over that stadium in a way that I was like, I can't believe they're this good. They're
right.
They haven't been around long enough to be this good.
Right.
But they are. They're great.
All right. Next up is Genesis guitarist Steve Hackett. He has, I know, he's got an acoustic solo album backed by an orchestra, and it's called Under a Mediterranean Sky. And Bryn, you like this enough to grab one, yeah?
Yeah, I pulled one song just because I know that Vinny loves guitar and we all love music, and it's just, it's
Genesis is big. I just don't know that, you know, his solo stuff's going to hold us. Let's hear
it. Here it is.
One song.
It's like study music, you know?
Ooh, pretty. That's freaking beautiful.
I know.
I mean, I don't want to listen to it all day, but it's that's gorgeous. And
it's not quite flamenco. Is that jazz?
I know.
It's not quite flamenco
or classical.
It's a
but
hybrid
it's,
of music.
It's like
a
weird. It's his own. Let me turn this up. Well, he clearly knows how to play the guitar. I mean, he
right.
is really good at that. Yeah, so that is Steve Hackett. Mm-hmm. He's Genesis's guitarist, and he's got an acoustic solo album. I guess there are some tracks backed by an orchestra. That one seemed like
that
just
one was not. Exactly.
It's called Under a Mediterranean Sky. You liked this next one. This is the debut EP of Maggie Lindemann.
Mm-hmm.
She is also an aspiring actress. She has a minor role in Machine Gun Kelly's new musical, Downfall High. Downfall's High. Mm. Machine Gun Kelly has a new musical, guys, in case you were wondering what he's up to. Her EP is called Paranoia, and you pulled three off of this. You like this?
I did, yes.
Let's hear it.
I like this the most from today's music. This one's called Loner.
I know I said I'd stop before I drown.
Jane will probably tell us, we're already playing that. Give me another one.
All right, the second one is called Love Songs.
All right.
Tell me all your fears, and if you're feeling scared, I'll be here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be tough with me. I'll protect you from it all. I could be your safety net if you let me. It's when you're happy, I'm home.
Adorable.
Reminds me of Jewel.
That's so pretty. Yeah, I like the Jewel comparison. Okay, give me the last one.
She has quite the range. You know, this song is very different from the last one. This next song is also very different from the last two. So here it is.
Okay.
This is called Knife Under My Pillow.
Inside my house, heart racing, keeping me away. Yeah.
I like all three of those songs.
Yeah, I like her too.
That's really, that's Maggie Lindemann. That's her debut EP. It's called Paranoia. And look for her in Machine Gun Kelly's new musical, Down Falls High.
Well, and you're saying Jane discovered her as well, right?
I'm sure this is not Jane's first listen to Maggie Lindemann.
I'm sure Jane found her busking in a subway station somewhere.
We're probably only hearing about her because of Jane. Write to me. And finally, you like Lil Skies? He's a rapper. His record
is
called...
thought it's worth a play because it's like it goes along with all the same pop sound from the Hot 100 type. I don't really know Lil Skies, but he's this song features Lil Durk.
Lil Durk. Of yeah, course, exactly. All the Lils. All right.
Exactly. So
round them up. Let's put them on a song.
Exactly.
Unbothered is the name of the. This is his second album. So this is rapper Lil Skies. Just one song?
Yeah, just one song.
Okay,
just
here
a
we
snippet
go.
Of it. Having My Way is what it's called.
I live what I rap. That's a real life. The shorty got it with the real pipe. Now she don't want you. It don't feel right. I'm thanking God because I'm double blessed. I'm in the sky somewhere out of sight. Truth don't know how.
Does it sound like the rest of them?
It does. That sounds like it'll fit right in.
With my gang, loan, my face. I bought a Glock in the party. I did it with the op state dancing like B2K.
I brought a Glock in the party?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good idea.
Yeah, I know.
You really need to do that. All right, there you go. This is a little sample of some of the new music today. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about Bridgerton, how Netflix is trying to keep the Bridgerton sex scenes off porn sites. And with no success. I mean, look, people will watch what they want to watch. And just when you get it off of there, they put it right back on. And good news, if you're a Bridgerton fan, season two is the start of production has been confirmed. So Netflix teased on Tuesday that they had some exciting news, and we have now found out that the long-expected second season renewal is in place. A lot of times, there'll be just a couple episodes or a couple days past, and the response is so big that they greenlight a season two. They may have done that, but we didn't know until now. So it is happening. There are books for each of the kids. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got I'm on book four, which is Colin. And I got a gift card to Barnes & Noble to get more for my birthday.
What fun.
Yeah. So I have the first four, and I got to go get the other four.
So there are six or seven or eight kids,
eight.
Right?
Yeah.
Eight total. So there'll be eight. Are there already eight books?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, there are. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they started out of order because they started with
Daphne, who is the
D.
Yeah.
She's the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
Because their kids are all named A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and H. Hyacinth
yes.
is the youngest.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of kids in that. They needed a lot, you know, to make it a nice long series.
Yeah.
And then
exactly.
maybe they can move across the street to the Feathertons. Is that their thing? Feather?
Yeah, I think that's how you say it. Featheringtons?
Oh, Featheringtons. That's it. Right.
Yeah, so season two is going to go back to her older brother, Anthony, and then everything will go in birthing order again, if that makes sense.
Oh, that'll be fantastic. As each of them make their social debut, they'll
yeah.
be snapped up. Or
although Vinny and Brent don't care.
It's okay. You know what? I care.
Some people care.
I care. Yeah.
People
care about Bridgerton. That is true. You guys should watch it. It's good. Period piece. You'll love it. Bridgerton, renewed by Netflix. Season two, start of production is confirmed. And they are saying that...
I just don't know how they're going to do it because they already said who Lady Whistledown is.
They have said.
Yeah, in the first season.
Right.
So I don't
Lady
know.
Lady Whistledown?
Yeah.
Lady Whistledown is like this gossip writer who is anonymous, but they know she's someone in their circle. She knows everything and she just details it. So I guess they're just going to let, is her name Penelope? Pen?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to let, oh, oops. That's a spoiler alert. Dump that. You should dump that. I'm serious.
Hit it twice. Well,
never mind. It's no, too late now.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm pretty
anyway,
sure people have already watched it.
Lady Whistledown Society paper confirmed what's been speculated for weeks, that season two will chronicle the pursuit of a suitable marriage for the eldest Bridgerton sibling, Anthony. So, very exciting, exciting news.
Brent is so excited. Look at
him. Oh, my God. These guys, they're just trying to contain themselves. I understand, guys. It's really, I know.
I'm actually
just
very exciting.
About...
You're right.
Mm.
Make
Did
sure
your
you dump
wife
that
watch?
Next time, though, Nicole. It's important.
Yeah, dump the spoilers.
Especially
that was
the
a good
spoilers,
one.
You know.
Does your wife watch this? Did she watch Bridgerton?
You talking to me?
Yes, I am.
I don't believe so, no.
I'll text her. She needs
okay.
to watch it. So
she's
good.
Got two kids to take care of.
Yeah, there's a lot. Where there's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, John got laid because of that show. Like a couple
what?
Times. Oh, yeah. This is hot. It's hot
oh,
show.
I got to pass. All I got to get. Okay.
You need to watch that show.
Yeah. I don't know why you wouldn't. Girls should watch hot shows. They'll have their eyes closed when they're doing you the whole time.
Oh, oh good. Thank thanks. You so much.
Sure.
Boy, you really
oh,
know
Duke.
How to...
Oh, Duke.
Oh, Duke of Hastings.
Oh, Duke of Hastings.
So
oh.
we know who your favorite is. Is that right?
Yep.
He's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Britney Spears. There is going to be a docuseries about her conservatorship. This is going to be on FX. It's an upcoming episode of something called The New York Times Presents, which I guess is a show on FX. It'll go deep on Britney Spears' incredible pop music success and why she's now in a court battle with her father and others to take back control of her life. They released a 30-second preview yesterday. It's of the Framing Britney Spears episode. And it looks like these are coming out in February. Her rise was a global phenomenon. Her downfall was a cruel national sport. People close to Britney Spears and lawyers tied to her conservatorship now reassess her career as she battles her father in court over who should control her life. So if you love Britney Spears, there's something for you. Enjoy. Ooh, Jane just texted me. Hold on. Let's see what she says about Maggie. Nothing. She says that spoon in Bridgerton. Yeah. The spoon.
The spoon?
You gotta watch it.
You gotta watch
it.
I can't.
The spoon is a meme, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Type in hashtag the Bridgerton spoon. And ooh.
Mm. What?
But Jane loves it.
It's good.
I don't.
You're making a motion. I'm not quite. It looks like you really like whatever that soup is. You love it.
Delicious soup. Spoon.
Got it.
So that's it. I'm out of time and also flustered. So
what?
The spoon
down there.
What?
It is wet down there, huh? All right.
What?
Anyway, I'll do news next, everyone, right after these.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.